in my mind, like, okay, I made it. Yes. But then the Lord speaks. You've been running your business for the last 10 years. It's time to run my business.
You know, people were making like bets on me, like, oh, where's her God now?
It does take faith to take that first step, right?
God prepares us before he sends us.
There's a way you can do it where you don't have to make the mistakes that your parents make.
And no matter what age you are, if you have breath in your lungs, like, you have the ability to go out there. You have the authority and power to go out there to tell people about Jesus and to see a region shaken.
Preach the gospel to the poor.
Yeah.
Set the captives free. Right. Heal the brokenhearted. Yeah. Jesus said it to everyone.
That one person can change a whole world.
Hello and welcome to Victory Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about everyday life through a faith lens, living in victory. And today we have two special guests, Francis and Tiffany. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Excited to have you guys.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. We know you guys a little bit and we know a little bit about your ministry and all of that. And we just want to know more. We want to hear the whys and we want to hear the hearts, the transformative whys.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you guys.
Go ahead, Annie.
Ladies first.
Okay. Well, I grew up in church actually all my life, but I guess you could say I was half saved. I fell away from the Lord for a little bit growing up. As I entered like my late teens into my early 20s, decided, you know, I tried the God way. I'm going to try my own way. Wasn't until 2013 I went to a conference with my parents. And then that's when I rededicated my life. Shortly after that's when I met Francis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. That happens to all of us.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, for those that grow up in church, you're like, let me see a little bit about what everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, actually, Lord, take me back.
So myself, Tiffany and I, we've been married for 12 years.
Yes.
12 years.
Plus. Hey,
I was going to say 13. Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah, it feels like 13.
But I grew up Catholic for the first 21 years of my life until I met Tiffany. You know, one thing that was missing was that relationship piece that I didn't even know that you could have with our Lord and Savior. And so I met Tiffany and she shared the gospel and here we are today. Now we have two kids. Chanel, she's 11, and Isaiah, who's 6.
So Tiffany shared the gospel with you.
Yes.
We were actually kind of friends before. I didn't know how
she
I didn't like him to begin with. But he was like, you know, I feel like I have everything in life, because he had a good job, yet he was making money, everything. But he's like, there was still that void. And I knew he was interested in me. I was still kind of thinking about if I was interested in him. And then I was like, I'm like, the reason why you're feeling that void is because Jesus is the only one who can fill that void.
Amen.
You know, so he's like, hey, I want to date you. I was like, well, do you know Jesus? Because you can't date me if you don't know him. So I brought him to church. He got saved. And I was like, you know, do this for you. Like, don't do it because you want to date me. Because I've had other guys where it's like,
that's,
you come to church just for the girl, where it's like, no, it has to be genuine and real. And praise the Lord, it was.
Good. I was going to say that. We would pastor youth and sometimes like, hey, I like this boy, so I'm just going to bring him to church. Make sure they have a good relationship with Jesus first before you date him and have babies together. But that's awesome. So how long have you been saved for?
It's been...
Or resaved?
13 years.
Or resaved?
14 years now.
14 years.
Okay. 14 years. Wow. That's amazing. And you guys just launched a ministry called Sozo Ministries in the past few years, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yeah. Share about that. Share the heart. How did that get launched? Where did that desire come from for you guys as a couple? Because you're doing it together, right?
As a couple, you know, so I have a real estate business. And as a couple in the worldly spectrum, it didn't work between us. Like, she was my assistant for at one point, and
I tried.
But when the Lord called us to start a ministry, you know, it really birthed out of planting Good News Chapel back in 2021.
Okay.
We had the desire to see souls saved. You know, when churches were shutting down, we were starting a church.
And so good.
That burden to see souls saved, that's what birthed Good News Chapel, Vancouver. And just rewinding back, actually, when I first got saved, it was prophesied over my life that we were going to pursue ministry. But I was just recently saved. I didn't know what that meant. I literally just started my relationship with Jesus. Like, what does that actually mean?
We had different plans.
Different plans. Plans. You know, my plan growing up was to always, I'm going to make millions of dollars. I'm going to start my own business and we're going to see where the, like, where I'm going to take it. You know, I'm going to do it on my own strength.
And we were going to help the church with, like, Lord, we'll fund your kingdom. We'll give lots. We'll tithe more. Like, we'll give more than our tithe and offering. And that's, like, as far as we thought church-wise. So basically, I used to be a psychiatric nurse for almost 10 years. And then the whole COVID thing happened. Then they began to mandate everyone, you know, get vaccinated or, you know, you're going to be terminated. We didn't have peace about getting the vaccine and going through with that. So I was terminated. But actually, it was exactly like a month before that notice came out. I had a dream where, you know, I was watching myself doing nursing through like a plexiglass. And it was, I was saying to myself, I can't believe I won't be doing this anymore. And then I was like brought to another room where I was like doing stuff in the ministry. And I just, you know, when you remember a dream, it's like so vivid. You're like, I woke up. I was like, oh, that's a cool, nice dream. Didn't think anything of it. A month later, the mandate comes out. And I was like, okay, Lord, like I knew it was more than just a dream. So we kind of just, we didn't have the peace. We felt the Lord was leading us, you know, my time with nursing was over. So I let that go. And I mean, to see, like, going back, obviously in that situation, it was like, it was scary, you know, like we have two kids, we had a mortgage, we had bills to pay. You know, people were making like bets on me, like, oh, where's her God now? She's gonna have to take the vaccine. Otherwise her life will fall apart. And actually it was the best decision that we actually made. I was able to raise our children more and focus on them, because my daughter, she basically grew up in daycare for the first like 5 years until I was let go. But my son, like, I got to really pour into him and my daughter. And so,
That's amazing.
I just want to touch on that a little bit more. What was that like? To know that there was a change that needed to happen in your life, to have seen it in dreams, but then having to actually walk through it. Was it scary? Was there peace because you saw the dreams? And I know that there may be people listening right now, and and this podcast is about everyday life, right? Through faith, through faith lens. So this is everyday life. You may have a job. It may be in jeopardy because of any reason, but the Lord is calling you into something. What was that transition like for you?
I mean, the best way I can explain it, it didn't make sense in the carnal mind. I was like, Lord, we have bills, you know, now we're going to be out like X amount of dollars a year because, you know, I thought I made pretty good money before. But here, like in the spirit, we felt, we felt the peace here, but in the mind, it didn't make sense.
That's good.
But it was like, you know what? You always have to follow the peace, not follow the mind.
That's really good. How did that translate for you on your side?
We put our trust in God. And so, you know, that inspired me, right? And then so what happened was, yes, we felt that through our carnal mind, like, okay, we're not going to make X amount per year because that salary is now gone. But he exponentially grew our business like no tomorrow. And it was like, it was amazing to see, like, you know, it was one of those, like, it's financially he had helped us, but it was one of those things where, hey, you take that first step, you say yes to God, and he will put everything in place. And so that's what, you know, I had the best couple of years of my in my real estate business, and the Lord speaks to me. It's like, okay, it's like I'm running on a high, like, okay, we're doing so well. I have two assistants. You know, I'm building my team.
I'm not one of them anymore.
So it's really growing.
Yeah, it's really growing.
Like, I'm growing my team. Yeah. I grew my team to 4 agents and I was a team lead myself.
Okay.
And it got to a point where in my mind, like, okay, I made it. Yes. But then the Lord speaks.
Yeah. Oh,
the Lord.
Yeah. But the Lord speaks. Yeah.
So we like to take trips down to Seattle. Mm-hmm. If ever we want to get just a little quick getaway, we'll go down. Mm-hmm. You know, there's one hotel that we always go to in Bellevue. Mm-hmm. I'm an early riser. I like to get up early in the morning, mm-hmm. have my time, spend time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then typically, you know, 3 hours later, then the kids and Tiff gets up.
Yeah.
I had my time with the Lord. And it wasn't an audible voice, but I knew in my spirit. Yeah. So I'm just doing my reading, and like it just went complete silent. And I felt the Lord speak to me. He said, "You've been running your business for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's time to run my business."
Oh, wow. Wow.
And right then and there, mm-hmm. you know, and like I said, like it birthed from planting Good News Chapel Vancouver. Yeah. I see the obedience mm-hmm. through my wife, all the things that mm-hmm. he's done up to our like in our lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that was like the very first time where it's just like, okay, yes, Lord, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I submit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Not that I haven't been, but it was one of those, it took me back to the time when I was first called into the ministry, mm-hmm. when I first mm-hmm. got saved.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly what he was telling us to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, enrolled in Bible school. Okay. And here we are today.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It does take
faith to take that first step, right? Especially when you don't know what it's going to look like externally.
Oh, yes.
Especially when you are saying it doesn't make sense in your mind externally, but it takes faith to trust and to know mm-hmm. that God has the next step and has things set up for you, right?
Yes.
And that can be a scary place if you're relying on your external circumstances mm-hmm. or for things to make sense. Because when you follow Jesus, things don't always make sense, right? Yeah.
How did people react to you not doing like business like in this successful way, but pursuing ministry? Have people said anything about that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially like, you know, a lot of people in the real estate world, mm-hmm. especially here in this mm-hmm. local area, they know that I'm the Christian realtor.
Okay.
So if ever they need prayer, they know who to get to or who to come to.
Yeah. That's really good. Yeah.
And so it was shocking, but mm-hmm. it wasn't like a big surprise mm-hmm. to everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's good.
And they know me as a person that's always go, go, go. It's like, well, what else is Francis going to do?
That's the outside world, but the inside, family-wise.
Oh.
You know? Right. Oh, but you went to school to be a nurse. You know?
Right.
You got a degree.
Right.
It was 4 years. Like, what do you mean? Like, why are you going to give that up?
You're just giving it up, right?
Like, you're giving it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to say, too, like, I didn't, like, give it up. We did try to fight it in the background.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was, like, a group of terminated nurses mm-hmm. trying to get together to do it because the mandate actually fell in every province. It was only BC who actually went through with it.
Oh,
so you know, I was like, okay, well, Lord, you really must be calling me out if this is the only province that stuck to it.
Right.
So,
okay. Interesting.
But yeah, just having that the family initially.
Yes.
You know, when we rewind them saying that, but now they're like, we knew it. Oh, you're anointed. Praise the Lord. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny to see now, you know, we laugh about it now, but you know, they're like, you know, we're just trying to look out for you because we love you. And of course, that's what parents do.
Yes, of course.
That's their role. And
I love when God moves a mountain for you.
Yeah.
Right. Like when he sees something that it's like, okay, you need to get out. And and it's like, no, you're getting out like now. Like,
yeah.
And sometimes I feel like that's scary as a man. I feel like that would be horrifying to you know, your wife needing to leave that and whatnot mm-hmm. and what finances will look like in the home and all that. And so God prevails every time and he has a plan every time.
Amen.
Yeah.
What is the heart behind Sozo Ministries? Mm-hmm. I know it's evangelistic. Share a little bit more on that. Yeah. What do you guys do? What does it practically look like? Together, because I know you guys do this together.
Yeah. Please, Lord, set us off. No, you start.
You first.
Well, I guess rewinding back a bit where he said, like, this was kind of birthed out of Good News Chapel.
Yes. You know,
we planted Good News Chapel with two other families.
Right.
We would gather, switch houses. So it's like if the cop showed up, psych, we're not there this week. We're somewhere else. But we were just watching online, and we were watching Pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth Church. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, my sister pastors in Canada. And we're like, they're in Canada. That's how we got connected with Good News Chapel Montreal.
Okay.
And that's how we, you know, we sent them an email. They ignored the first one.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, guys, let's try again. So we sent them another email. And then
we heard this story. We heard this story.
Yes. The power and follow-up, people.
Power and follow-up. Yeah. Yeah.
It's follow-up.
Wow. Yeah.
So we followed up. And I believe it was actually Pastor Jessica who saw the email, and something in her said, hey, like, what is this email? Let's look at it more. Let's reach out to them. Yeah. And then from that, we became Good News Chapel.
Wow.
And then just being at Good News Chapel, seeing, you know, we have salvations like every week and all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. The Lord's really been putting, he put it on his heart a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's great. You're going to be an evangelist. I'm going to support you. I will be that supportive wife.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually until May of this year where I was reading, because he keeps, you know, he's the faith speaker, and he's like, babe, we're evangelists. I'm like, yeah, you're the evangelist and I'm your supportive wife. But my alone time with the Lord, where he actually, I felt the call where I felt, okay, I am to do this alongside him.
Right.
He was actually sitting in a service. We were trying to come up with a name, and we were like throwing names there.
Right, right.
I'm like, something that has the wholeness of it is what we were thinking.
Yeah.
And he was actually out, we were with Evangelist TJ.
Evangelist TJ out in Edmonton. I was helping him at one of his meetings.
TJ Green.
No, TJ Melkanji.
Okay.
Yeah. With Salvation Now, during this time we're trying to come up with names, and he said it during his service. I'm like, that's it. I texted Tiffany. It's like, hey, it's gonna be Sozo.
And I was like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't we think of that? Like, that's
she said
wholeness.
Sozo. And then the Greek for sozo is to save, heal, and deliver.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it takes me back to Luke 19:10, where Jesus came to seek and save those who were lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that kind of birthed the name Sozo.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the root of our ministry, our root is to save souls, to tell people about Jesus, to see a nation shaken, restored, and man,
like the set on fire.
The Lord has been so good to us and what he's done in our lives.
Yeah.
And we wanted to be a part of that assignment that he's called us to do.
Awesome.
And so
that's amazing.
That's where Sozo came from.
Tell us a little bit about like what you've seen like in your ministry and involved with your ministry so far.
So what we've seen is you know, like Tiffany was saying, is we come from a soul winning church. Coming from a soul winning church, like, it takes you, like, it really gets you out of your comfort zone.
Right.
Just looking at church history, like, and the way that you go out to save souls, sometimes it's only left to a few that actually go outside of the four walls of the church to tell people about Jesus.
Evangelists.
And so being a part of a soul winning church, we do outreaches every single year. We just did a revival service out in Science World in Vancouver.
Right.
Over 170 people came.
Wow.
Over 50 people gave their lives to Christ right then and there. And the great part is not everyone there were our church members.
Right? Yes.
They all came through Instagram, Facebook ads.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a hunger here in Vancouver that we want. Mm-hmm. And like Pastor Oscar probably said it last week, but the one word that keeps popping in his head is spark. And we feel that we're part of that spark and that to ignite that revival here in this region. Going back on outreaches, you know, what we've seen is, you know, we've seen many healings through our ministry. Actually, just this morning, I prayed for my dad's knee, and it's been bothering him for so long.
Yeah.
They're actually heading out to the Philippines today. And as I went down to say, you know, hey, have a safe trip. Mm-hmm. Let me pray for your knee before you go. So that, because they just got back from Finland, and just walking through the airport was killing him.
Yeah.
As I was praying for him, I put my hand on his knee and I felt a pop.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. I was like, do something you can't do. So he's moving his leg and and praise the Lord, like he was healed.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so we've just seen so many healings through our ministry. Yeah. Actually, 2024, we did an outreach in July at a local park in Cloverdale.
Okay.
Yeah. Prayed for a lady who was bound by a wheelchair for the last 12 years of her life.
Wow.
That's her primary way of getting around.
Yeah.
And so she shattered her knee 12 years ago. Wow. I prayed for her.
Yeah.
And she felt a pop as well.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Next thing you know, she's standing up. She's walking. Mm-hmm. And praise God, she's healed.
That's so good. So. You have a knee anointing. Anybody with knee problems, call in.
Old Francis.
But when we talk about the wholeness of Sozo ministry, you know, healing, saving souls, that's the heartbeat of our ministry.
So that's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, and you guys do it as a team.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. I love that. Yeah. Do the kids in any way get involved, or are they part of?
Yeah. Chanel is our media. Our media girl, we're raising her up. She, when we travel, she takes pictures and stuff for us.
So cool.
She's better than me. I was like, oh, I could do it. And I was like, you know what? You do it.
And then Isaiah, he's practicing on the drums right now. He wants
to
be part of worship.
Oh, I love that.
He can sing too. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also he'll like take our phone out of nowhere. Isaiah does. And then like he'll just like say, hey, God loves you. You need to follow God. Like we've put him on. Like at the start before one of our podcasts before, just showing how it's like, you know, kids are always watching.
Yes,
you know?
They are.
And they learn more than just telling them. They see what you're doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's like so nice to see that, you know, he's taking what he sees from us and like putting it out there. And he's so like, you know, when they say childlike faith, like he definitely has that. He'll hurt something. He's like, I need you to pray for me, so I'll go away right now. And we're like, yes, okay, let's pray. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because we talk about it sometimes too. Like the biggest way the kids learn is by watching your parents and the way they live, right? Rather than just telling them, you know, do this or, you know, live this way, they actually do it because you're living it,
because
right?
Because they and saw you do it.
Yeah.
That is the biggest parenting thing that I've learned from being a parent is, you know, them seeing you do it rather than, you know, it's good to still tell them, but encourage them, but just you living.
What is it like having a ministry and being a family? Like what?
And parenting.
And parenting at the same time. Like, what is that like for you guys?
Oof. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Everyday life through the faith lens.
Yeah, everyday life.
I think I'll speak first. So, you know, just being in real estate, running a real estate business, like it's nonstop, right? It's 24/7.
Yes.
Right.
You're trying to finish deals at 10 o'clock at night when sometimes you're not going anywhere at that time, but it always has been nonstop.
Right.
And it's funny when we first agreed together, like, okay, hey, let's, you know, God has put it on our hearts to launch ministry. Mm-hmm. What is that going to look like?
Mm-hmm.
And she actually just said it like a couple months ago. I'm like, wow. She said, it's so crazy how when you were in real estate, like God prepared me for you being away for when ministry comes.
Okay.
You want to explain more on that?
Yeah, I guess like when he was doing what he's still doing well, praise God. But when he was really into real estate and doing that, the kids and I were used to, you know, like waking up, he's already at work, going to bed. Like I do the bedtime routine.
Right.
And he like we let him build the business. But we had an understanding that, you know, this is just for a season.
Right.
And then I was saying, I was like, hey, it's like, you know, being back to that season because like he's getting invited to go places. We're going to stay back here because the kids are still in school and all of that stuff. So I was just saying, I was like, hey, this actually is like, you know, your real estate was preparation for what we're going to be doing now in ministry. So,
Come
on, you're a team.
You are a team.
I think that's the thing too, is like, know your role as the husband and wife and what that will be. And that would help a lot. I think, I mean, like we've talked to people where, you know, their relationship is a bit strained, but it's like, they both expect the other person to do the same thing. It's like, maybe you guys need to sit down and talk like, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. This is what you're going to be doing. And understand it's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes when there's disagreements, it's like me against you. But it's mm-hmm. like, no, mm-hmm. it's us. And this is the concern or issue. And yeah. how do we get to a solution together?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, and then prepping the kids because, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. There was a time where like he was, it's not like he was never around, but yeah. like, you know, yeah. they just saw him less than they do, for example, now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, this is what we're doing. This mm-hmm. is, and having that yes. constant conversation. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they know and understand.
Yeah.
I think that really yeah. helped.
Yes. Clear with them.
And yeah. Be clear. What, yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. And then there was a time where we started seeing him more. And then my daughter's like, do you still have a job? She's like, why are you still here? She's like, why do we only see you?
Yeah. Do you have a job? We need money for shoes.
Yeah. You know, she's like, hey, you know, we're not at the mall today. Like,
yeah. That's yeah. awesome.
And I think like also to just launching into ministry as well, like mm-hmm. our, you know, the evangelists that we know, mm-hmm. they, with any opportunity that they have to yeah. be on the road with their family,
right. mm-hmm.
they always advise us like, hey, if your family can be there, mm-hmm. bring them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We've done a couple trips to Kelowna over these past couple of months, helping mm-hmm. with their youth and young adults there. Mm-hmm. And so, mm-hmm. you know, Chanel's been on the camera.
Yeah. That's yeah. awesome.
That's awesome.
And the whole family's on the road.
Oh,
so,
I love that. Yeah. That's yeah. amazing.
I feel like that's so really rewarding when the whole family does it together. Yes. When you're able to do it all mm-hmm. together. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys do, I saw on your website and your social media, you guys also do podcasts. You yep. guys, you travel, you do YouTube, social media. Do you find that even in this day and age with the demographic and, you know, the young adults, the millennial generation,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that a lot of your platform is online media, right?
Yes.
So yeah. what is your perspective when you're doing evangelism, like online versus in person? Like, you know, you use both platforms. What is that like for you guys? You know, doing a lot of stuff online. And
we've been doing weekly and / bi-weekly podcast lately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back in the day when evangelists would go out and preach,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know, Billy Graham would fill a stadium, mm-hmm. whereas we have an online platform yes. now where we can reach thousands mm-hmm. just right. on the internet alone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was telling you guys earlier, like, you know, all the things that I've learned in real estate, mm-hmm. we've been trying to apply it yeah. with yeah. With yeah. our ministry.
Yeah.
You know, wow. all the yeah. video yep. editing. Those yes. are all things that we do in-house.
Yeah.
We don't
outsource video.
We don't outsource. Yeah. Like that, yeah. So we do okay. everything in-house.
Yeah.
Even just like I said, like my daughter is now trying to yeah. get into yeah. media as well. Aww. So God has given us all these equipment
yeah.
in our possession, and we're going to use it to the fullest mm. to be able just to reach as many people as we can.
Yeah. yeah. I feel like God prepares us before he sends us.
Yes.
And yes. it may be different mm-hmm. and it has to be different for everyone watching at mm-hmm. home, that any season you're in, you're just, God's just preparing you for yes. what he's going to send you into.
Yeah. Yes.
And mm-hmm. like my background before I was here setting up these cameras and all of this stuff for this podcast, I was on YouTube. And I was a YouTuber, and that's how I learned all of my video skills. Full-time YouTuber, so I learned how to be on camera, how to set up cables, microphones, cameras, all of that stuff. And that mm-hmm. prepared me for here. Same with you. I'm hearing yeah. that God prepared you through real estate. And yeah. I'm sure you've learned many more skills than just how to do media
yeah.
with real estate
yeah.
that prepared you for ministry.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
yeah.
And being a psych nurse too, you know, you deal with difficult people in that field. Mm. And then you go to ministry and you think it's flowers and daisies. And then you're like, oh my goodness, there's difficult people in the ministry.
What?
But just, yeah, everything. Yeah. Like we talk, because I teach a class. I'm an instructor at KCBC Canada here.
Yeah. That's right.
So yeah. I teach a class on people skills, and it's like,
yeah.
how to deal with difficult people.
Right.
So okay. when I was teaching it, I'm like, oh my goodness. I was like, this is like psych nursing 101. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's amazing.
My field. So,
wow.
Yeah.
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 God's so just
it just prepared you,
you
to exactly. teach yeah. this class.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. 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 That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
Oh, on that note, too, like with social media,
yeah.
you know, I've been able to connect with a lot of pastors that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. A lot of pastors are on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
They'll add yes. you randomly. But yes. one thing that I've what I used to always do in my real estate business is that sets me apart is I always send them a video message. Mm-hmm. Anytime a pastor adds me, mm-hmm. I'm sending them a video message, a personal video message, like, hey, pastor, thanks for adding me on Facebook or Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to connect with you soon.
Yeah.
And then actually just last week, we had a pastor that reached out from California.
Okay.
Wow. And he was like, hey, man of God, can't wait to connect with you soon so we can do something in California.
That's so good.
And so, you know, it's social media in general, you can reach anyone.
Yeah.
Reach anyone.
That's so good.
That's so good. Oh. Yeah. That's so good. Wow. I love that. So this is one question, because I know you both play an evangelistic role in your ministry. So in your view, what do you feel like is the most common lie or mindset you're up against when you're in an evangelistic setting? So If you need time to think, or, you know, for example, you know, there could be, you know, fear or shame or apathy.
Yeah.
And how do you approach that mm-hmm. when you're in that setting? Like, what would be like a solution to that, or mm-hmm. things you've come across while you're.
Yeah. I think for one, when it comes to healing,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, a lot of people don't think it's God's will to heal him and that it's
That's
God
right. That's right.
who is yeah. the one.
Yeah.
It, that is allowing their whatever sickness or disease that they may have.
That is a really big misconception, right?
Yeah. And one thing that we've learned through our time in ministry is, you know, what we like to do is we like to play videos to stir up people's faith.
Okay.
Right. So whether it's past testimonials that we've had.
That's good. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I did a sermon, you know, a couple of weeks ago. When the whole Charlie Kirk situation happened, I played what the pastor did at his memorial.
Okay.
And it was about going out there and telling people about Jesus.
Yes.
Right. So and so just using media to your advantage and whatever way that will help stir up people's faith.
Like
you know, that's
that.
How we help
really good,
to overcome that.
Yeah. Yes.
Was there any
I think, testimonies is like, a big
it's huge
because it's like when was this, you know, like a lot of people think like they did that like years ago but that doesn't happen now but it's like no, actually last week, last month we were just here, this happened. I think that really helps. And also I think it's like also falls on the one who's ministering, you know. We have to go and make sure that we're prepared. We have to rely on the Spirit. And you know, we always pray, we're like, you know, come and do what only you can do, you know, because I think sometimes you can get caught up in the ministry and doing things where it's like becomes just routine and then you're just doing it. And we always say to ourselves, like, we don't ever want to fall into
that place.
So it's always like making sure, you know, late nights prepping, praying, we're waking up the kids. We're like, oops, sorry, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Because like when we pray, you know, it's not like we're just like pray. We'll still pray loud, even though it's like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. That's so good. So what right now do you feel like is on the horizon for Sozo? Mm. Like, is there, what can partners and friends pray with you guys about for anything upcoming for you guys?
Yes, you take that.
So my wife actually runs our children's department at Good News Chapel.
Right. Yep.
And so in terms of kind of where we see Sozo going, like right now, like a lot of the meetings that we've been doing have been children, youth, young adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think naturally we've just naturally started to gravitate towards that because of where we're currently serving now.
Right, right.
Just seeing children, the youth, the young adults being changed, transformed.
Yeah. Yes.
Like they're the future of our generation. And our mandate right now is to, you know, we will serve our generation no matter what age you are. And no matter what age you are, if you have breath in your lungs, like you have the ability to go out there. You have the authority and the power to go out there to tell people about Jesus and to see a region shaken.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
I think to touch on that too, it's like something that's been on our hearts is like, you know, we always hear like, oh, well, you learn through your mistakes, where it's like, you know, there's a way you can do it where you don't have to make the mistakes that your parents made. You don't have to make. And it's like, if these young people, if they can get a hold of that, you know, if we could help them get that hold, like they could walk through life golden, you know, never have to fall and slip. And, you know, life is valleys and hills. No, we're supposed to go from glory to glory, strength to strength, victory to victory, and just help the younger generation see that, you know, you don't have to go through the hard times to get the good times.
That's good. That's really good. I love that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. You have any more questions for them?
No. No more questions.
All right. I have a few. Maybe a few more. This is something I'm always curious to know. Being in ministry, how would you measure the fruit of your ministry beyond numbers? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in ministry, what does success look like being in ministry?
Mm-hmm. Beyond numbers.
Beyond numbers.
Or is it the numbers? Because you could ask it another way as well, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
I think it's like a mix of things, I would say. Yeah. Definitely, like if you're having meetings and no one's being saved and there's no miracle signs and wonders, when you look at the role of the evangelist in Luke 4, mm-hmm. 16 to 19, mm-hmm. you know, preach the gospel to the poor, set the captives free, right. heal the brokenhearted. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you're not seeing that, if we go out and we don't see any of that, we're going to go, okay, Lord, like, were we really called to that place?
Yes. Yeah.
So I think like measuring it that way, that we should see those things because, you know, evangelists should be like, that's the, I guess, what can you say?
I love
like,
that.
The ministry of the evangelist is
bread and butter.
Yes, exactly.
We need to see those things happen, people's lives. And like, you know, when you think about an evangelist is like when they, it's saving the lost. So when the lost come, they don't have the spiritual eyes to see. Mm-hmm. The evangelist's role is when they preach the word of God goes forth and it transforms them and eyes are created in that person and they begin to see things. So like, even if they don't give their life to Jesus, but they start to have like, so a seed was planted, like that will be measured as, fruits, like seeing people saved. People, sometimes we go and do things, we don't hear anything, but then later we'll say, hey, guess what? Yes. This happened.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's so good. Yeah. That I guess a better way to ask that question is what does success look like?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
what do you define success, you know, being in an evangelist role? Mm-hmm. And I really loved what you said. But also I feel like just with you guys sharing your stories, I feel like it could also be your obedience too.
Yes.
Like your obedience in following mm-hmm. what the Lord was telling you guys to do. Because that's huge. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like with us too, like, you know, we don't define success with how many people are in the church pews. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. At the end of the day, when we feel what we're called to a certain place, you know, God called us there, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
Whether it's one person that hears the gospel, that one person can change a whole world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one person can shake a region like
that's
no tomorrow.
So good.
That one person can be set on fire and can win many more souls down the road. So
that's so good. Yeah.
If there's one person that takes something from the meeting, then
that's success
more
for us.
Enough for us,
that's
right?
So good.
Because we were that.
We were that one. Yeah.
We were that
you
one.
Were that one. Yeah.
Right. We were that one.
We were attending a church where it was like 20 people.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was evangelists Michael and Sarah Vitalich.
Okay.
We were their very first meeting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're like, oh, Lord, we don't know why we're going to Vancouver, but
they
we'll
live in
go.
Florida.
They, they lived in Florida. They didn't know. They're like, would you ever come to Vancouver? They didn't even know what Vancouver was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, they're just starting out. So they're saying yes to everything.
Yeah. Wow.
And then so they go, yeah. And then they look. They're like, oh, my goodness, it takes 3 planes to get there. We're losing money. Like, Lord, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then we actually saw them recently. What was that? A few months ago?
Yeah.
Or a month ago.
A few months ago.
And then sitting down with them at dinner, they're like, now we know why God called us because we were there for, like, you guys. It was like us.
Wow.
My sister and her husband were touched by that meeting. Mm-hmm. We all went into ministry.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. But at the time they didn't know, they were just obedient to go.
Yeah.
Right.
And then,
I didn't even want
to
attend
the
meeting.
To be honest, I had to kind of force him. I said, we're going and you're gonna put on a smile and I'm gonna put on a smile. You know, sometimes I think too, sometimes it's like you see people in ministry and then you like you see the pastor, you see like all of them, and then everyone is like flowers and daisies, but you don't know what went on behind the closed doors before getting there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. But it's like making up your mind that hey, we're here now. This
That's
is
right.
church.
Yep.
Yeah.
We do it for Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, we're if there's a little bit of a disagreement, it is no more. We'll talk about it later, but we're going to go and, you know, mm-hmm. I think too, sometimes you see pastors, like, you could tell the spouses are fighting, but we, like, we don't ever want to do that. We're like, when we're there, we're in agreement, we're one, and this is how it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then later we can talk about it. Later, sure. We'll break it down.
You gotta talk about it. Yeah. You gotta talk about it at some point.
Yeah.
I love that.
Maybe to end it off, I would love to know why evangelists? Like, when did you know that you were called to be evangelists rather than prophet, pastor, teacher, apostle? Like, when did you know that you were called to evangelize?
Yeah.
Even for those that might be listening that are thinking of, like, you know, like, I know this is my calling, but what do I do, or how do I get there? What's the first step, or how do I know that like being an evangelist is my calling? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matthew 28 is to go out to the world and preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. When I first read that, I brushed over it, but I kept rereading it. You know, the Bible says to meditate the word day and night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what really broke my heart.
Right.
And I knew that's when I was actually called to be an evangelist. Wow. You know, when I finished Bible school, you know, I knew I wanted to be an evangelist, but I didn't know if that was just because of my desires. Mm-hmm. But through faith preachers, they would always prophesy over my life that we will go out to the nations. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, like, I knew in my spirit that that's where the Lord's calling me. Mm-hmm. And so that's the verse that really resonated with me in my life. Yep. And so that's where I felt that we were called in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
and good. There was an evangelist who came recently, I think earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And, like, she didn't know him or anything, but when she laid hands on him to pray and she's like, mighty evangelist, he was done. He's like, praise the Lord, I got my confirmation.
That's awesome. Wow.
Hallelujah.
That is awesome. Yeah. Thank God for prophets.
Yes. For me, though, it was like I went into Bible school because, well, what I felt called after the whole thing happened with the psych nursing. It's like, okay, Lord, I know you're leading me this way. Mm-hmm. I was still the head over children's ministry.
Okay.
I was like, you know, since I teach the kids and all that stuff, it would be good to know the word of God more than what I was doing. So I'll just go take Bible school and see where that leads. Mm-hmm. I never saw anything past children's ministry because that's all I've been doing.
Right.
And it wasn't until, as I mentioned previously, like May of this year, May 2025, where I was reading with the Lord and his call for evangelism was, like, confirmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were going that way. And it's like, how can I support my husband in this role?
Right.
Am I supposed to be in this role? Like, I felt like I was at a crossroad, kind of, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Lord, like, I need an answer. Like, am I, like, going to be going on the road with him? Am I going to not, like, talk to me here. Tell me.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't even know where to start. But as I opened up my Bible, it was Isaiah 49. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, the title is The Lord's Servant Commissioned. Mm-hmm. I was like, Lord, this looks like a good place to start. So I'm going to start right here. So I started reading. And when I got to, it's like, you're going to do more than restore the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. I'll make you a light to all the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. Like, I started weeping
because
that's when I felt the confirmation that I'm supposed to do this with him. Because previously it was just me supporting him.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's so good. And now you guys go around teaching churches and groups how to preach the gospel. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
We have a thing called the Reach One Academy.
Yes, that's right.
And we're actually creating a school platform so that you can just see it online with the modules.
Yeah.
So that's what we're working on right now.
Wow.
And so, you know, what we do is we teach the congregation to go out there and preach the gospel, and we'll go out soul winning. Mm-hmm. We'll do a teaching on it, and we'll go out soul winning with them.
Yeah, okay.
And
I just wanted to add to that. Like, one thing is, like, some people think, you know, evangelism is for the evangelist. Yeah. But really, you know, Jesus said it to everyone. Mm-hmm. It's a command, and it's, if you call
That's
yourself
good.
A believer, you should be going out and winning souls and sharing the gospel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like, you know, what are you even doing? You know?
Yes.
Like,
The Great Commission was not a great suggestion.
Yes.
Right. That's a good
Dr.
word.
Dr. Rodney Harry Brown would say.
Yeah, it's a good word. Awesome. That's a good word. Yeah. Well, if you are listening, friends and partners, go look up their website, their social media, Sozo Ministries, and they have a podcast, and you guys do YouTube.
We'll have all the links down below.
Yeah, we'll link everything down below so you guys can check it out. But please go and check this amazing couple out and their ministry. And we love you guys. We support you. Mm-hmm. Can you guys just end this podcast by praying for our partners and our friends? And whatever you feel led to pray, go for it.
Right. Yes. Well, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for this time that we could spend together, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for all of our partners and friends that are watching this video now and even later, oh God, that people would hear this word, Lord, hear what was spoken on here, and that you would further ignite things in them, Lord. People who need confirmation, people who are who have questions, Lord, just as we did once upon a time ago, oh God, that you're giving them answers, Father. Mm-hmm. And I thank you, Lord, that even by the end of this week, mm-hmm. that they would have the answer that they're needing, oh God, that they've been searching for, that they've been praying for, oh God. We come into agreement now, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you, Father, that they are blessed, Lord, and they're coming and going. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in and through this ministry, oh God. Yes. We thank you for the opportunity to be here and partner with them, oh God. Mm-hmm. And we just thank you for what's to come, Lord, and that we could come together as the body of Christ as you have commanded, oh God, and do the work that you have assigned each of us to do, Lord, before the great coming day of Jesus. Yeah. We love you and we praise you, oh God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Wow. So good. Thank you guys for being here today, joining us, sharing your hearts, your family, your ministry, your life. It was truly a pleasure to have you guys here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Layla from North Vancouver, British Columbia. This podcast is made possible by partners like me. When you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this podcast to people around the world. Find more faith-filled resources at kcmcanada.ca.
Thank you for tuning in today. We pray this episode has stirred and strengthened your faith. If it has, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone who needs encouragement. We also have a free PDF resource available for this episode, complete with study notes and key takeaways to help you stay built up in faith throughout the week. This podcast was made free thanks to the amazing support of our partners. Visit the link in the description to find out more.